This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump questioned the integrity of the U.S. election again on Tuesday as he made campaign stops in three states that could change the outcome of the election: Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. Trump criticized plans to allow mail-in ballots to be counted after Election Day, saying it would be, quote, inappropriate to take extra time to count the tens of millions of ballots cast by mail in his race against Democrat and former Vice President Joe Biden. While the Republican incumbent President Trump cast doubt on mail-in votes, Biden offered a message of unity in two rallies in the state of Georgia in a foray into typically Republican territory. Early voting, both by mail and in person, has surged to record highs as Americans have rushed to cast ballots in the election while seeking to avoid exposure to the coronavirus. More than 46 million ballots have already been cast. That huge volume of mail ballots could take days or even weeks to tally, meaning a winner might not be declared the night of November 3rd when polls close. Mr. Trump has repeatedly and without evidence suggested that an increase in mail voting will lead to an increase in voter fraud, although election experts say that is rare in U.S. elections. Democratic officials, activists, and voters have voiced deep concern that Mr. Trump will not accept the outcome if he loses. Biden has called that his biggest fear. Democrats are voting early in greater numbers than Republicans this year. That's according to data from the U.S. Elections Project at the University of Florida. Some states don't allow officials to begin counting ballots until the polls close. With a week to go, Biden leads Trump nationally by 10 percentage points, according to a Reuters poll conducted October 23rd to the 27th.